gifted in that positive energy. And also, we do welcome our listeners from China. Thank you for joining us. You know, it's a great honor to have you come on and listen to us live. It's beautiful. And it's just shows that, you know, the world is ready for positive energy and changes in the world that benefit humankind, mankind, and just everything in this world. So we really appreciate and are grateful for everyone that joins on us on the program and has the same mind of growing humanity in a positive way, and just empowering each other for standing up for our human rights and justice. It's a very special time, and we can grow together, and I feel the growth. And I know that I've been pretty negative in my life, but, you know, we can all change. We can all want to change and make the right choices and grow together. So we thank everybody, and we'll continue our program, and we'll be right back.
Please enjoy 30 Seconds of Nature, brought to you by Ducks Unlimited Canada. Learn how you can experience nature in your community at ducks.ca.
Okay, we're back. And yeah, those were very beautiful words. Thank you so much.
Thank you.
Yeah, it's pretty awesome.
Thank you.
So we're going to continue on with our program. And coming up next, we'll be contacting with Shkwait Shakhlach from Gwaishkina, BC. But first, we're going to play his song of the week that he sent for us. And this is George Thorogood and the Destroyers. And their song is called Bad to the Bone. So let's have a listen to that. Enjoy, everybody. We'll be right back.
Woman beg, and I make a good woman steal. I make an old woman blush, and I make a young girl squeal. I wanna be yours, pretty baby, yours and yours alone. I'm here to tell you, honey, that I'm bad to the bone. Bad, 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 bad to the bone.
I make my own. And I'm here to tell you, honey, that I'm bad to the bone. Bad to the bone. Bad. Bad. Bad.
That was George Thorogood and the Destroyers and their song Bad to the Bone. That was an awesome song, and it was the pick of the week of Shquite Shachlach. For people out there that don't know him, he's my brother. He's a survivor of Guillain-Barré syndrome, lymphoma cancer, stage 4, the big forest fires of a few years ago and the big floods of a few years ago. So an extreme survivalist and a big inspiration. He's my hero and somebody that I always look forward to hearing from every week just to get his perspectives on all our subjects. And welcome to the program, Shquite. How are you doing?
I'm doing as well as can be.
Yeah, that was an awesome song. That sure brought me back in the days and good blues. Bad to the Bone. It was awesome. So,
yeah.
So today we have our subject, and it is on choices. And we'd love to hear your words on that.
Choices. You know, when I think about choices, I kind of split it into three different areas. You know, one is for decision, the other is, you know, like we go to the restaurant and it's variety, the menu is a variety. And you know, the third I like to think of is option. You know, should I stay or should I go? Should I be bad to the bone or should I be good? You know, it's you know, we all have freedom of choice. Well, you know, unless we're signing up to be a police officer or a soldier at basic boot camp, you have no choice. It's cut and dry, do it or else.
Yeah.
But in all other aspects of life, you know, we do have freedom of choice. The choice, I wake up, I'm going to be happy today. I wake up, I'm going to be sad. You know, it's all choices, you know. And for, you know, for most choices, you know, we should be, you know, trying to figure out the choice we're going to make, choose. How is it going to affect me spiritually, physically, financially, you know, relationship-wise? You know, because choices not only affect us, it affects those around us. You know, it's like you know, we see the tumbleweeds if you ever travel the southwest. Well, even up here in the northwest, we get tumbleweeds. And it's one at a time. Should we run it over, risk getting it, bunch of them tangled up on our exhaust and burning us down?
Yeah.
Or should we, slow down, let it blow past, or what?
Mm.
Go into the other lane if there's no oncoming traffic. You know, that's a choice.
Mm-hmm.
You know, it's why I think of that is because me and our brothers, we travel to town every now and then. And if it's a windy day, tumbleweed do come down the middle of the road.
Mm.
And I always think about the comic book, The Freak Brothers,
mm-hmm.
and Fat Freddy's van. They decided to run over the the tumbleweed and ended up burning their van down. You know, so you got to make the right choices.
Yeah, that reminds me of one of my riders, and she actually lived in Merritt, and she said that when she moved, and they moved from, I think it was the East Coast, Nova Scotia or somewhere over there, and she said they moved to Merritt, and they got there and she watched a tumbleweed go across the road and she started crying. they said she thought it was a bigger place, but you know, Merritt is just a little hick town.
Yeah.
And that's what that just reminded me of, and just a funny little story that I heard and thought I'd share. But yeah, that's pretty powerful words and wisdom. It's just like the point of when you were, you know, when you were laid up in bed, you had no choice. The only choice you had was to decide to survive or not. And we're so glad that, you know, you chose to survive and fight all the diseases that you mm-hmm. had with Guillain-Barré syndrome. You know, that's a really tough disease that'll kill you. Without medication, you will die. There's mm-hmm. no doubt about it. And that's what the doctors said. Without medication, it's just like 100% dead. And even to fight through it, they told us, you know, he'll be in a coma, for induced coma, for 12 days on a ventilator. And you know, it was a very scary situation. And we just saw how you fought through that, and then you managed to come through that, and then you had to decide again, because they found that you had lymphoma cancer, stage 4. And they told us, like, well, if he survives, he's going to have to go on chemo. And, you know, and again, that was, like, so scary, and just, like, both are very, like, terminal diseases if untreated. And you were able to accept the treatment, and you fought through it, and here we go. And we still have you, and we thank you for your fighting and giving us all inspiration, just to know that we can fight and survive through anything.
Absolutely.
So we thank you for your choices
mm-hmm.
and your inspiration that you bring us. And, you know, I'm just so proud that I'm able to, like, talk to people and just share your story and give them that inspiration in knowing that, you know, they can fight, they can make it through as much as we want. And I'm just so grateful that you're able to come on to our program and share with us.
Yeah, for sure. And, you know, another thing on choice, you know, we can't overthink it. You know, when the doctors were talking to me, I could have overthought it and probably slipped away while overthinking,
mm-hmm.
you know, because when they told me the DNR, do you want DNR? And when, you know, because I was already getting rum dumb, our mom explained it to me. She said, do you want to be let go or do you want to stay alive? And I told him.
I remember.
Keep me alive, cut my head off and cryogenically freeze it till you can heal me.
Yeah.
Or find a replacement body.
Yeah.
You know, cause I made the choice to live. I wanted to live.
Mm.
You know?
Wonderful.
I could have been depressed and said, oh, let me go. Mm. You know, but no, I wanted to live.
Yeah.
I've got many brothers and sisters and parents that love me and want me around.
Mm-hmm.
Why do I want to leave in the prime of life?
Yeah.
So that was choice, you know, and that's what we got to make, you know. Don't overthink it, you know. How would you advise a friend, you know?
Mm-hmm.
Apply that to yourself, you know.
Mm-hmm.
Would I tell my friend this? If I tell him that, you know, that should go for me too.
Mm-hmm.
Choice, you know, informing.
Mm-hmm.
So, you know, we all got choices. Because, you know, we look at, you know, when you drive down traffic, you see everybody's got a different vehicle.
Mm-hmm.
You know, big ones, small ones, motorbikes, bikes, roller skates, and footwear, you know. We're not all wearing the same combat boots. Choices.
Yeah.
Everywhere we look, there's choices.
Mm-hmm.
Even our media. We're not all watching the same thing.
Mm.
Yeah, so choices. It's a very personal thing, choices. Mm. You know, people can affect our choices, though. You know, as long as we, you know, what do they call that? Following the crowd.
Yeah,
you got to think about it that way, you know. Do I want to be influenced to the bad or influence to the good?
Mm-hmm.
So choice, very personal.
Mm. So wonderful. We really appreciate your words and your wisdom and your insight on our subjects. It's always just so powerful and always a blessing just to get your insight into this, just to know what, you know, makes your brain tick and helped you survive all those afflictions and traumas that you survived. It's so inspiring and just a blessing. So we really thank you, and we appreciate you, especially your songs that you pick for us, and just joining us and making the choices to come on with us.
Yeah, I thank you guys there on the mics, the people behind the scenes, and the listeners here and abroad. I thank you all for your well wishes, thoughts, prayers, and love. And I send it all back to you.
Mm. Thank you.
Thousandfold.
Beautiful.
Thank you very much.
Pray you all make the right choices.
Mm.
Thank you
so much. We appreciate that. And we're going to have to say bye for now, and just have a great week and weekend. And good luck and good positive energy in your recovery.
Okay. Bye for now.
Bye for now. All right, ladies and gentlemen, that was my brother Shkwait Shakhlach from Gwaishkina, BC, and we'll be right back.
Just one more thing before your interview. Can I have your address, please?
I live on Main Street.
I need your exact address.
I live on Main Street.
Oh.
No job, no home. And no home, no job. Don't let homelessness assumptions get in the way of homelessness solutions. Go to CanadaCanDoIt.ca. Help the Canadian Alliance to end homelessness.
Okay, we're back, and we have a special song coming up, and this is called Be Generous in Prosperity and Thankful in Adversity. And these are the words of Baha'u'llah. And we're going to listen to this, and we'll be right back. Enjoy, everybody.
prosperity and thankful in adversity. Be worthy of the trust of thy neighbor and look upon him with a bright and friendly face. Be a treasure to the poor, an admonisher to the rich, an answerer of the cry of the needy, a preserver of the sanctity of thy pledge. Be fair in thy judgment and guarded in thy speech. Be unjust to no man and show all meekness to all men. Be as a lamp unto them that walk in darkness, a joy to the sorrowful, a sea for the thirsty, a haven for the distressed, an upholder and defender of the victim of oppression. Let integrity and a brightness distinguish all thine acts. Be a home for the stranger, a balm to the suffering, a tower of strength for the fugitive. Be eyes to the blind and a guiding light unto the feet of the erring. Be an ornament to the countenance of truth, a crown to the brow of fidelity, a pillar of the temple of righteousness, a breath of life to the body of mankind, an ensign of the host of justice, a luminary above the horizon of virtue, a dew to the soil of the human heart, an ark on the ocean of knowledge, a sun in the heaven of bounty, a gem on the diadem of wisdom, a shining light in the firmament of thy generation, a fruit upon the tree of humility, a fruit upon the tree of humility.
In prosperity and thankful in adversity, from Baha'u'llah. And that was introduced to me by our Mr. Salar and Lady Fahima. You had something to add on that?
Yes, this song has been chosen and given to the, all the Baha'is in the world, in the whole world, that they are standing for the rights and the services they do. And we are all believers. You are the servant of mankind, and this is at this time is the Baha'i New Year, and happy Rizwan to all the Baha'is in the world, and peace for the world.
Beautiful, thank you. And we also we want to hear from Charlotte, the host of Call Me Negotiator, on our subject, which is choices.
Right. So since we are running out of time, I will just be really fast echoing to the guest said earlier, who said that there's only two choices, which is the positive and negative. I was like, oh my God, that is exactly what I think inspired me. Mm. Yeah, it is. Like, I guess you have to put under different context, right? What are kind of choices? But if we wanted to talk about it conceptually, the positive and the negative mindset really drive us to make different kind of situation. So that mindset is really, I think it's very important, and also made me think another thing is that kind of connect to the fixed mindset and growth mindset. So that is also different kind of choices, but basically which one do you want to choose? They're kind of being as a conflict to each other. So positive versus negative, growth mindset versus fixed mindset. So I think it's really about how do we make decisions and how to think about the world.
Yeah, it is kind of a complicated thing too, because we were all also talking about the consequences of our choices.
Mm.
And when we do make those negative choices, we get negative results.
Mm.
And same with positive. And it's a tricky thing because, you know, it's something that we got to look to accepting. Mm. And it's just great to get everybody's feedback on our subject. And thank you so much for joining us.
Yeah.
And giving your words.
Thank you.
So we're going to be ending our program, and thank you all for joining us on Free Voices. Come back again next Thursday, 3 o'clock to 4 o'clock, and join us on Free Voices at 90.1 FM. And coming up next is going to be Charlotte on her program, Call Me Negotiator, and also Jacob on the art show coming up later. So we're going to let you go, and we're going to let you go with some power solo and their song called Boom Baba Duba Duba Daba. So enjoy, everybody. We'll be right back, or see you next week.
Bye-bye, everyone.
Bye for now.